Hey, Key West, it's Dorian and Tony DeLeonardo, the Progressive Union radio show in New York City, with your weekly dose of election 2016. So, listen, folks, when was the last time you heard a presidential candidate talk on numerous occasions about using nuclear weapons?
Never. Ever. Not once. Not in my 53 years.
No, it never happens. It's something that's never spoken about. It would make people very nervous.
Nuclear war is a very, very dirty word.
Yeah, it's an unpopular thing. And, you know, people might say, well, why do we have the nuclear weapons? And the reason why we have them is actually to keep the peace. It's a deterrent to war. That's why we've had peace since World War II, is because the only two superpowers that have the nuclear triad are Russia and the United States. And we never say that we would use them preemptively, that we would make the first strike. That's never said.
But so, now we have a presidential candidate that has stated on three separate occasions that he would.
Well, he doesn't.
And we all know who we're talking about. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has done a lot of double talk because he's very good at that, double talk.
Double talk Donald.
On a few occasions, once in April with Chris Matthews, which was stunning. At first he says, well, why do we have nuclear weapons? He asks why we have them. He doesn't know we have them to keep the peace. He asked Chris Matthews that, like he doesn't know that. And then
nuclear weapons are kept like drug dealers keep big pit bulls on their yard.
As a deterrent.
As a deterrent.
Right, so nobody steals their stuff. Right. So it's the same with the nuclear weapons. So he asked Chris Matthews that. And they went back and forth, and he kept saying, he asked him, well, would you use them on Europe? Would you use them on the Middle East? And he's saying that he wants to keep all his cards on the table. Like, I won't take anything off the table. But, you know, I don't really want to use them, but I don't want to take them off the table. So depending on if you like him or not, you can actually see it either way.
You know, this does not surprise me. I mean, look at his hairdo. This is a man that looks like he's been fixated by mushroom clouds for years. And you know who he's going to blackmail with the nuclear option? Mexico.
Oh, to build the wall?
Build the wall, pay for it, or else. And then you know what's going to happen? W is going to be looking out his penthouse window in Dallas, and he's going to see a mushroom cloud over Mexico City.
Oh, well, there's a way to get the wall built. So anyway, it's really, really concerning. And if people don't think that this guy would do this, listen, or he can't do it, or there's some kind of, you know, something that would prevent him from doing it, like Congress or a law. I'm really sorry, folks, but there's going to be posts on our Facebook page that are going to explain to you, courtesy of the Lawrence O'Donnell Show, how this all works. But basically, this is the deal. A phone call will come in from the folks in Colorado, for example, and they will contact the National Security Advisor to the president. Okay, that's the first call. Now, National Security Advisor is not a guy or a girl that's confirmed by Congress. It's just the president appoints this person. So it could be anybody, any one of Trump's buddies.
So I guarantee it'd be one of his sons.
It could be. It could be anyone. Anyone he wants.
One of his bratty animal hunting sons.
It could be Chris Christie. Who knows? So anyway, this person gets the phone call. So that person has to contact the president. Now, there have been occasions back in 1979, actually, that there was an early morning phone call, and there was a second call confirming, and before Brzezinski actually called President Carter, he found out that it was a false alarm. So because Brzezinski was very patient and he waited, the third call came in and said, there's no threat. It was a false alarm. Now remember, you have to have patient people. They don't have a lot of time either. So let's say that they say there is a threat. And now the security advisor, whomever it is, goes and gives the president the call, and it's Trump. He has 6 minutes, 3 to 6 minutes to respond and send those missiles. Now, I don't think Donald is known for his patience. He's not a patient man. What does he always say, Tony?
Oh, he would start a nuclear war in the first 15 seconds.
Well, he says, what does he always say? Hit him. We're going to hit him, right? He always says that?
Yeah.
So he's not going to be patient. He's not going to be thoughtful. He's not going to ask, can you confirm again? That's not in his MO. That's not you know, it's just not the way, this is not Trump.
Basically, with any luck at all, Donald Trump would actually, because he has no, what's the word, no, he can't concentrate on things.
Well, that's not good.
He would screw it up. He would either type the code in backwards with those tiny little hands of his. He would screw up the codes because he would be starting a nuclear war with one hand and tweeting about it with the next.
Well, yeah, there's another piece to this. There is the nuclear football that follows the president around.
He just has everywhere. No concentration.
And he also, the president actually carries something called the biscuit in his pocket. And that's the thing that activates the launch.
So now if Hillary Clinton becomes president, they're going to have to rename them.
Why?
Because she's a woman. Those are manly man terms.
Yeah, but women like football.
You know, they could say she's carrying it around. She could call it the powder puff.
The powder puff. I don't think so. You're so funny.
And then they would have to name it, you know, something else. You know, the big 45-pound suitcase.
But just by him saying this, okay, which President Obama pointed out the other day, just by saying this, destabilize the world. Because if he alludes and continues to allude that it's on the table, I could use nukes. Yeah, I might have to. I don't want to take it off the table. It makes all the other countries nervous and think they have to arm up.
I'm starting to look at Trump, and Trump to me is like an amalgam of two characters from Stephen King stories. One was The Storm of the Century, a character named Linoge that had the whole town turning against each other because of what he could do. He was a demon. And then you have Greg Stilson from The Dead Zone. And anybody who's seen that movie, Martin Sheen, what he had in store for the world.
Well, that's not
and it
good.
Was a good thing Christopher Walken met him at the rally, shook his hand, and saw into the future.
Right. Well, unfortunately, we can't see into the future. But he's just this person. I'm sorry, but he is just not suited for this job. I mean, I know there are people that like him. But, folks, there's no failsafe to this. This is all on him. And he is saying he would do preemptive war with nuclear weapons, which means somebody's going to fire back at us. And it also makes other countries say, well, geez, we thought America would never do preemptive war against us. Well, I guess we're going to have to get ourselves nukes. We're trying to have less nukes in the world, not more. Since World War II, that's been the goal.
A nuclear war would be like in Failsafe with Henry Fonda. It would be a two-strike war. You hit us, we hit you, it's over. Millions will be dead.
Well, he's saying that he would hit first.
The nuclear fallout would be, yeah, you want to know something? Even though he thinks he wins, he loses. That nuclear fallout all over the world?
Well, he's not
this
patient.
This is more than just direct hits.
Well, the thing is, too, is
all
that
nuclear radiation in the atmosphere, food, water will be contaminated.
Right, but he's...
People will be dying miserable deaths.
Of course, but he doesn't think long term. He says whatever comes to his brain at any time. Look at the Khan family, the family that... the Gold Star family.
Yeah, by the way, I want to know the names of the six Gold Star family that supposedly visited Donald Trump and gave him a campaign contribution.
In Jacksonville.
I want to know the names of these families.
Yeah, they weren't on
the
stage.
Where they're from.
They weren't in the audience.
What branch of the service where their offspring were killed in the war.
Well, let me go backwards.
Who are they?
So people know what you're talking about. So yesterday, Trump, because he's trying to put out... Well, his campaign is trying to put out the fire. Not Trump. He doesn't care. Regarding the Khan family, the family that had the son that died in 2004 in Afghanistan, I believe.
And I'm not even sure where he died.
He was said disparaging remarks about the wife, about the husband. It's been going on for about a week now. So his campaign probably said, we have to put out the fire. So he said that he met with six Gold Star families. Now, if he did, wouldn't they be on the stage with him? Wouldn't he be parading them up there?
Who are they?
I found no names of these families anywhere. I was all over. There were articles about it. Nobody has a name. No names of
nobody
families.
Nobody in one of the families has not even come forward.
Nope.
We were the families. Nobody.
Nobody.
Where does he come up with this
because
stuff?
Because he is a serial liar. And that is why a person like this, as much as you might not like Hillary...
Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but in some of these flyover states that do like Donald Trump, they have the IQ of infomercials.
Unfortunately. And he's the infomercial king.
So he taps into them.
Yes, he did. He's done many infomercials taking money away from
hard workers. We saw one of his taped events in some town in Iowa where I claimed to my wife, I said, well, about 30,000 people live there. Wrong. 22,000 people live in this town.
Well, they were probably you excited to see him.
You could put the whole town into Citi Field in New York where the Mets play, and the stadium would only be half full.
But you know why they come out to see him in those towns? Because it's a big deal.
There's nothing to do there.
Well, because no celebrities come there, and he's a celebrity. You forget he is a celebrity. He was on TV. So, and also another piece regarding Mr. Trump is Michael Flynn. He's the three-star general.
I don't even
who know. Advises him. Turns out that Michael Flynn is very, very buddy-buddy with Russia and Putin. He actually appears regularly on Russian TV. Imagine if Obama had somebody like advising him that did this. Sits at the table with Putin. I mean, it's unbelievable. So he's the guy that's advising Trump. And that's why Trump is so obsessed with Russia, because this is his national security advisor. And this guy thinks that we should be much more cozy with Russia. That's his point.
Yeah,
you
know what? You want to know what they probably want to do. Putin wants to get him in there. Then they jump all over the Middle East, call it a truce.
But that's what he wants to do.
Call it a truce, divvy up whatever oil is left.
Possibly.
And that's it.
Well, we don't know that, but that could be a scenario. There's got to be an end game. Can't just
according to Nostradamus, World War III is going to take place in this area.
That's a nice way to end. World War III. Anyway, if you want to listen to our full-length show, which is not always this dark and can be fun and informative, you can go to our website.
Oh, really? It wasn't that dark.
TheProgressiveUnion.com. You can also podcast us on iTunes, and you can download the Podbeam app on Google Play. Keep it locked in to WXTW 104.9 The X.
Bombs away!